Well, like I say, we're glad to be back this evening. Appreciate all of you is able to come, be in the service tonight. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. In the service tonight. Not many times you ever get to go back to where you was at the previous service, but I'm going to read you the same scripture that I read Sunday. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Be quite frank, we was thinking about going a different way, and we've tried to pray about the service and just ask the Lord what he'd have. So you pray for us. We're going to read. Going to read you the same thing I read you Sunday. Well, it was St. John 20th chapter. Thank you. I wasn't going to tell you. St. John. Going to start with the 19th verse. It says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. When he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a few verses out of the 20th chapter of the book of St. John. And you pray for us just a minute. I don't know altogether. Well, I do. We got a starting place, and we'll just trust that the Lord will have His way in that of which we read unto you. Might not be, you might, well, I don't know what you think. There's a lot of times that me as an individual, I hadn't even read this scripture or thought much about it. As far as thinking about the scripture since Sunday, but we've been reading anyway on something else, and seemingly this was what we need to read to you tonight. And I want to talk to us just a little bit. The Lord help us, and get myself out of the way and just do that we feel the Lord has laid on our hearts. This scripture's pretty familiar scripture, and not many people that don't know about this scripture, but the things that went on here in this writing, and I like what he said here in the 30th verse. He said, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." So a lot of things that Jesus had done, evidently, amongst them that they didn't write. Didn't write it down, didn't pin it down. But some things they did pin down, and there was a purpose for that was written down, and that was left with us. Now the Jews in this day and in this hour, no doubt was, you might think that Thomas was just the one that wasn't going to believe, but the others was in the midst when Jesus showed himself unto them the first time. And more than likely, and I'll just say this, more than likely, had it been reversed, they'd be the ones saying that we wouldn't believe unless we see him. There's something about, they followed Christ by sight. And up until this point, he had been in the midst of them. You'll find this was early on, when Christ had rose. And the Bible says, you'll find over, if you'll read on in the next chapter, I believe Peter got up after this and he said, I go a fishing. It was early on after the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior that he had appeared unto his disciples, proving and showing unto them that he was alive. He was the Christ. He was alive. Evident. There's no reason for me and you not to believe that he, when he appeared unto them, he still had the scars in his hands and that in his side, no doubt in his feet. Brethren, there was things that they knowed without a doubt he was the Christ, the Messiah. He said, "Peace be unto you." And he said, not only that, he said, "You're going to receive the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to send you out." They were going to be the disciples that he had taught them to be. Yes, they were. I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit about believing, about what it takes in our life for us to believe. A lot of times, and the truth of it is, a lot of times we will not believe unless we have seen. most of the time. You think about it. You can't hardly believe anything today. What they say, believe about half what you see and nothing you hear. That's about the way it is. So we've got ourselves in a situation to where we will not believe except we see it for ourselves. Bible says here that Thomas, which is the very thing that Thomas said to these men, he said, I will not believe except I see him and put my finger in his hands and thrust my hand in his side. Brethren, whether he done that or not, it's not written. But I honestly believe, my friend, that he never did put a finger on him. I don't believe he ever put his hand in his side. I believe when he saw him, he knew that he was the Christ. Thank God. He is alive, believing. Brethren, this world is based a whole lot on what they see. Do you know that? Brethren, you can't worship God in the true spirit, my friend, that way. You've got to worship Him through faith tonight. Not seeing, but yet believing tonight. Isn't there a blessing with that? There's a blessing, my friend. I've never physically put my eyes on Jesus. Have you? But I believe tonight, thank God, He's the Son of God. Woo! Thank God I don't have to see Him naturally, but thank God you can see Him spiritually tonight. Yes, you can. I venture to say these things had to happen. They had to happen. These things, my friend, had to physically, visibly happen. What was that Christ told Mary when he saw her there in the garden? He said, you go tell Peter and the rest of them, thank God I'm arose today. Woo! Woo! Peter said, I'll not believe it. Gotta go see for myself. Didn't he? Yes, he did. But these things had to happen. They had to. They're not going to. You're not going to see the Lord Jesus Christ physically, naturally, not in this day and not in this hour. I'll say this, you might see Him in a vision, but brethren, it will not be carnal. Woo! He'll present Himself to you. He'll pass by, and when He passes by, you'll know, thank God, He is real tonight. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Preacher Thomas, I believe he put his hands. You know, there's a lot of skepticism and a lot of thoughts said about whether Thomas did or didn't, but it didn't say he did. Said when he seen him. He believed. Listen. Listen. Brethren, you'll never, ever get saved until you believe tonight. It's the only way it works. Preacher, I won't believe him until I see him. You ain't going to see him naturally. No, you ain't. There's a lot of them in that day that physically saw him. And you know, there's a lot of things, that's based on what they saw. Yes, sir. What they saw. Them disciples was lost as a goose. Brethren, and they followed him day by day. And he'd tell them, he said, there's coming a day. He said, you won't remember this right now. That I'm saying to you. It won't register right now. But he said, there's coming a day, it'll be brought back to your remembrance. Woo! I don't know tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know tonight. I don't live back in 1970 when I got saved. I don't live back there. I don't go back there all the time. No, sir, I'm glad. I remember the night I got saved. I remember some things about what went on that night, but I don't remember everything. I really don't. I don't know how the change come, but I know it come. It's just like being in darkness and light. That's just the big difference it was in my life. There was, and I'll say this, brethren, there was some visible difference in my life. Yes, they were. They were yours too. They were some things, my friend, that absolutely changed on the outside of you. And it's still that way. You can tell. You know, you can tell when people believe. A lot of religions today, a lot of religions, my friend, are based on what they can see. You know that? On what they can see. The Jew, a lot of their old nationality Jews, brethren, are still carrying out some of the old commandments and the old oracles. And brethren, if they don't see it, they don't believe it. Do you know that? Preacher, he is born King of the Jews. Yes, some of them believed. But some didn't. Most didn't. Most of the world didn't. I had the owner of our business that I worked for so long was a Jew. He is a Jew. He didn't live in Darrisville. He lived in Maryland Heights, Missouri. Long way from Darrisville. When I started to work there, I never told him, but my boss did, that I was a preacher. And I didn't think a whole lot about it, but from the first time to the last time that man ever walked in our plant, he had come to me and he had asked me, he said, "Are you still preaching?" Wanted to know, was I still preaching? One of the last times that I talked to him, he was in his 80s. He said, "I went, started and studying the Bible. 80-something year old. Said, I started studying the Bible. He said, there's some things that's interesting in there. And we got to talking just a very short few minutes. And it made me wonder, my friend, if he wasn't searching. You know what I mean? Searching. He believed, my friend, in that old way all his life. I had enough conversations to pick up on it. And you know what he went on? What he saw. What he saw. What he could see. He told me one time, it had been years ago, he said, Randy, he said, you just don't understand. And I looked at him, I said, well, I might understand more than you think. And I just left it like that. You don't know. It's not what you see. We sang that song. It's not what you see that makes me a king. Amen. No, sir. Brethren, we believe we've been born again. And we was not born again by natural things, but by the Spirit of God and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that blood was not applied. You ain't gonna see it on my head, my hands, my feet. You're not gonna see that blood applied, but it was applied. Yes, sir. And it's real. Blessed are they, Thomas, that have not seen yet believed. He made a statement there, my friend. They was them that was believing and had not ever seen him. Yes, sir. They was disciples. It's not based on what you see. Can I tell you something? I know enough to be dangerous sometimes. But can I tell you something? You can't believe this Bible literally. You have to have an understanding beyond. And I'm going to be honest with you, you can read it all day long. You can read it word for word. If you keep it carnal, you keep it literal, you'll die in your sins. Yes, you will. Teachers, I'm not against education. I believe people ought to have as much as they want, as far as that goes. But your education won't save you. No, sir. It still takes the blood. It still takes Jesus. Preacher, I ain't gonna believe in nothing I can't see. Then you'll never believe in Him. I worked with a teacher for a while. We got talking one day and he said, now, I quoted some kind of verse or something. He knew the verse. He said, but you have to watch Paul. He said, he's trickery. I said, trickery? He said, yeah. He said, he's trickery. He said, he'll talk about one thing. He said, and it won't be long. He'll be talking about the same thing in a different manner. I said, and I just thought to myself, yeah, you got a carnal understanding. You got a carnal understanding. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. It takes more than a carnal understanding to be born again. It most certainly does. Nicodemus proved it. Proof. When he told him he had to be born again, he understood that. Carnally. Did he not? He said, how can a man enter into the mother's womb the second time? He understood that carnally. But I believe when Jesus finished with him, he understood that it wasn't no carnal born again. It wasn't no carnality involved in it. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It's an enemy. It says the carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. But we got more than a carnal mind. Do you know that? We've got a spiritual mind. Yes, sir. There's a spiritual being in the midst of us. And brethren, when we let that spiritual mind believe, it believes a lot of things it does not see. I ain't talking about ghosts. I ain't giving you no tales. Not a bit. Thomas, blessed are they that believe yet have not seen. If we believe that of which we see only, we have very little, my friend, involved between us and Christ. Yes, sir. Have you ever begun to read the Word of God and it become alive to you? I'm talking about it comes alive. And you know, when it comes alive, it takes on a new meaning. Yes, it does. Don't tell me it don't. I know it does. You can read something and just read it and read it for what it's worth. You go back to it and you begin to read it and read it for what it's worth, and something happens. It begins to change. It begins to talk to you. It begins to show you things. It comes alive to you. You can't do that on your own today. It takes the Spirit of God. It does. It takes a revelation from God. There's things that a lot of people don't understand me, and I don't understand myself a lot of times. Be honest with you. There's times, my friend, that Word of God just comes to me just like that. Alive. Alive. And then there's times, my friend, that I can't get a hold of it for nothing. People ask me about this and that. I know what I believe, but there's a lot of times I can't tell them. I fumble all over myself. Yes, sir. But they better not catch me on them times when he's revealing it. You hear me? Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't understand what you're talking about. You keep reading that Word of God, you'll find out. There's something in there. There's something in there that God wants you to know. And there's things, my friend, that he'll show you for yourself. And a lot of times you cannot share it. Preacher, what good is it? It'd be good for you. My wife asked me this evening, she said, what you want for supper? And she'd throw out a few things, this and that and other. I don't eat a lot on Wednesday night. I finally told her, I said, you just fix what you want to. I'm going to eat something else. And I did. I did exactly that. I ate something else. You know, I didn't want nothing she was going to fix. Not anything. She named off several things. I didn't want any of it. Preacher, what are you talking about? Sometimes the Word of God's just like that. Sometimes it'll come to you and it'll just overshadow you and it'll just fill you up. And you know what you ought to do in them times? You ought to believe it. You ought to believe it. When you believe something, my friend, you'll put it to use in your life. The Lord will allow you to do so tonight. Yes, He will. Paul said over there in one place, he said, I will come to visions and revelations. I will. He said, I knew a man above 14 years ago. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. But he said, of such a one, I will glory. And of such a one was caught up to the third heaven. You read about it, folks. I'm not here to say this or that. You read in the scriptures and see how many times the third heaven is even mentioned. They said such a one was caught up to the third heaven and said that he saw some things. Did he not? Woo! He saw some things. And some of those things he said was unspeakable. He couldn't tell them. He couldn't share them. But he said, of such a one will I glory. Glory! Brethren, this thing's bigger than we are. You will never, ever outdo my God tonight. He'll lift you up. He will. He'll lift you up above the shadows. Yes, He will. Thank God He'll put you on new ground. Glory! He'll let you fly, thank God. Woo! He'll let you, folks, and sometimes He'll let you share that with other folks. Most of the time He don't. Do you know that? Did you know, and I'm going to say this, it's a reason. Sometimes when I get like I did Sunday, I won't come back to a scripture of that sort. Except the Lord just penetrated, I guess is the word, penetrated into me that I can't go no further till I address it. There's a lot of folk, most religions in this world, they're going by sight, they're going by the natural man, and they've got no life in them tonight. Preacher, you ought not say that. It's a fact. It's a fact. There's no way Thomas, was going to believe except he saw the Lord for himself. Now, according to how I read this, Christ hadn't been back in their midst. And Christ wasn't in their midst when they told Thomas, we've seen the Lord. He wasn't in their midst. But when the Lord come back in their midst, he said, Thomas, here they are. Put your finger in my hands. That's what he said, wouldn't it? Thrust your hand in my side. Thomas, he come back specifically, brethren, to prove that to Thomas, he was the Son of God. Can I tell you something? He'll prove to you. He will. Don't sit there and tell me you don't need proof. Every one of us do sometimes. One way or another. We need proof. But brethren, a lot of our proof we don't see. We believe. And you know why we believe? Because He showed us. Not carnally, but now spiritually. Naturally, sometimes. Do you know that? Naturally, sometimes. There's some things that I believe, my friend, about the resurrection, that it was revealed unto me right here in this church. Yes, sir. And a man died. But he left here, Leroy. Glory! Hallelujah! He left here. His body was still with us. But he is gone. Yes, sir. Lord, I can't help it. I don't care whether people believe it or not. I know what I saw. Preacher, why didn't somebody else see it? Well, somebody else probably did see it. But the fact of it is, I know I saw it. I worked with a young man that sat right there. About 3 days after that, he come into my office. He said, I want to know one thing. He said, what'd you see? Glory, hallelujah. Never said a word to him. And I didn't that day. I said, son, I can't tell you. Glory, hallelujah. Brother, that's made a difference in me. Brethren, how I look at things. Woo! Right, wrong, indifferent. Thank God I know what He showed me. Woo! And you know what? I'm going to be just like Thomas. I'm going to say, Lord, I believe. Glory, hallelujah! It's how you see it tonight. Why the Lord showed me, I'll never know. Didn't ask for it. I didn't. Didn't ask for it. I've preached to many a funeral. They'd pull them around. I've said it many a time. They ain't laying there. Glory! Preacher, you really believe this. You better believe I do. Yes, sir. You better believe I do. There's a reason, thank God, that I do tonight. There's a reason I believe that book right there to be true. All 66 books of it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe a lot of them things, my friend, that ain't written. Preacher, you can't preach it. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Brethren, He's presented Himself to me, my friend. Thank God I'm going to believe it tonight. Yes, sir. A lot of these Jews, my friends, still looking naturally for their king, their Messiah, their Christ to come. Listen to me. Lord's took things down through the days and down through the times. He had a king over there. Had a man of God with him. And the old king was worried about the enemy. Because there's more of the enemy than there was of his group. And the man of God had already told him, he said, "You dig this valley full of ditches." Listen, they had no water. He said, "You dig this valley full of ditches." He said, "You're not going to see no rain." He said, "But that wind's going to blow." I believe the scripture says it blowed all night. Listen. They woke up in the morning and that valley was full of water. Yes, sir. And the Bible says that the enemy woke up and they looked at that and it was blood red unto them. They thought they had killed themselves. Huh? And the king said, "Yeah, but there's more of them than they are of us." And the man of God said, "Open his eyes." Did he not? Open his eyes. I would to God tonight that people would get their eyes opened. Brett, there's things to see in the kingdom of God tonight. Preacher, I ain't living there. You probably living there more than you know. And it's a problem. Most folks don't think they're living in the kingdom of God, nor the kingdom of heaven. Why, preacher, I ain't in heaven yet. I ain't either. Glory! I'm not going to wait till I get there for him to talk to me. Thomas, blessed are they that have not seen yet believe. Thomas, blessed are they that have not seen yet believe. I could go on and on tonight. There's more in this scripture than I could ever preach to you. And I'm going to be honest with you. Just as honest as I know how to be. The Lord does things for a purpose and for a reason. It don't just bounce off the walls. I may be in a minority. I've often said many a time I was in the minority of minorities. The way that I look at things sometimes, the things that I see, the things that the Lord has showed me, I'm not going to deny them. I'm not. You may not ever believe them, but thank God I'm not going to deny them. I'm not going to deny the fact, my friend. I doubt that there's anybody, and I'm not saying this because of me, but I doubt that there's anybody that was here Sunday morning that could deny that God wasn't in the midst. Huh? I'm going to tell you. He gets hold of that heart, Robert. That's where he works. He might not work as quick as me and you thinks he ought to, but I'll promise you, he get a hold of the heart. Brethren, he'll work with it. Yes, he will. It might take him a day or two. Let me reverse that. We might not see the effects for a day or two. But brethren, if he's got the heart, brethren, that heart will not deny him tonight. It cannot. If it's one of his, thank God they've got to confess it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thomas, blessed are they that have not seen, yet believe. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you tonight. I have. I'm glad the Lord allowed me to come back to this scripture. I am. You just don't know how much. And I appreciate this is what he said in the last verse. I'm going to read it. He said, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Amen. Amen. That's what he wants. Preacher, I won't believe it till I see it. You ain't gonna never believe much. When it comes to him, you're gonna have to believe that you don't see. You do that and he might let you see a little more. Do you know that? He just might. God bless you. That's the message. Hope you got something out of it.